Hi there. Welcome to another episode of the Customer-Led Groove Show, where we discuss and share the best practices and the latest trends in customer marketing, advocacy, and customer-led growth. Today's episode is brought to you by BASE, a pioneer in B2B marketing and the industry's first CLG ecosystem for customer-led marketers, sales, and product professionals. Okay, let's welcome the CLG team and today's guests.
Welcome to another episode of Customer-Led Groove, orchestrated by BASE. And today I'm with Nisha Bakshi. Welcome, Nisha.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
It's great to have you here. Nisha and I have known each other for probably, I'd say, 2 years or so, but I really enjoy our conversations and I've been dying to get you on the Customer-Led Groove here. Just some background on her. She is the head of the visionary community for Gong. She's worked at Salesforce, and I'm sure there's lots of other things that she's done that I didn't even like research. Let's start out by you telling me about who you are, how you got here, what was your means of barter, and what's your journey?
So it's actually the Visioneer community. So it is a combination of being like a visionary and then also being a pioneer. And you don't even have to, you know, be a Gong user to be a visioneer. But yeah, my story in, you know, being the head of community at Gong is really simple. Is I ran a community meetup group for fun 10, 15 years ago. And I didn't realize that was, you know, an opportunity and it was actually a profession. So I kind of did a lot of community work throughout my career when I was at Facebook and Salesforce and Microsoft. And actually Microsoft had actually approached me and said, hey, like, this could be your full-time job. And so for me, it was really around connecting startup founders to each other. It was about creating, you know, ways for people to connect on topics that they care about and sort of under that product marketing umbrella and getting product feedback. And so that's sort of my story there. And I've been head of marketing at several, you know, tiny startups. Now my last role was head of marketing at Monte Carlo, which was a Series A startup, now Series C, and there's 100 plus employees and really just set up their whole go-to-market function. So really felt like Gong was a great next step, you know, for me in my career as, you know, community is my passion and we were a Gong customer and all of that. So yeah, just happy to be here.
Hope you still have some stock in the Monte Carlo
company. Yeah, I mean, Monte Carlo is a great company.
So, you know, I've heard you speak before about like how to build a community from scratch and how to approach it. I think a lot of people either inherit a community or pieces of it. So I'd like to start out by just kind of drilling down on, you know, what's your playbook? How do you think about building a community? Where do you start, et cetera?
Yeah. I mean, I think the first thing is like, what are you trying to solve for? Right. Like that's how you start any program or any new department, function, anything is really what is the goal, the ultimate goal of your business. And so one of the things that Gong had thought about and they'd also seen, you know, a lot of traction in their customer base was really there are a whole bunch of customers. Now that the company has grown so much that we've got thousands of customers now, there was really a need and folks were asking, you know, is there a way that we can connect with other people like ourselves? And so that's pretty much what happened is that I got connected through, you know, mutual friends and I met the Gong team and I really was passionate about the product and it really, you know, just made sense for me to build out their post-sale community. And so when we think about the type of community that you could possibly build, I always say there's two types. So there's like there's lots of different types of communities, but just, you know, from a B2B SaaS perspective, there's a pre-sales community and there's a post-sale community. And the pre-sale community was actually kind of already built before I got there. There's all these people that love Gong and that are raving fans and you'll see posts on LinkedIn and thought leadership and all of that. And that was a real, really big part of, you know, category creation, this category of revenue intelligence. And then on the post-sale side of the house, now that you've amassed all these customers, how do you take all that excitement and inertia, and how do you bring that, you know, to the customer base? And that's really on leveraging the how piece of it. So marketing does why and what. Why your company? What about your company can I actually use and benefit in my company? And community answers how. So how do I actually use the, what buttons do I press in Gong? What buttons do I press in Base or any other products, software product, so that I can deliver on the promise that that I was sold when I became a customer. So that's pretty much how I got started and sort of the mindset and the way that I was thinking about it. So I actually roll up into in customer success. I report to our chief customer officer.
Got it. You might be hearing some lightning and thunder in the background. We're here in the Bay Area and it sounds like it's going to be pouring a bit. So anyway, one thing about Gong's customers is it reminds me of the passion of the Marketo customer in the early days of Marketing Nation. So you have an incredibly passionate customer base. So now I'm curious, okay, so you're starting your new job, you know, how do you have this blank? And listen, I don't know if you can hear all the hail in the background.
No, I can't hear it at all. You're talking about this hail that I don't hear, which I will undoubtedly hear at my house soon. So
sounds like people are throwing pellets at me.
Oh my gosh, so scary.
Maybe I'll add that as a sound effect to the podcast later on. But okay, so you have this blank palette, this blank piece of paper. It's day one. How do you start building out this community?
Yep. Well, I actually did a masterclass on this, how to build and launch, a community in 90 days, which Scott, you've actually seen. And I think the biggest thing that you can do is really make sure that there's alignment on what it is that you're trying to achieve with the community. Make sure you have your North Star. Like, what are your objectives? What metrics are you planning on achieving because of the community? How do you think it'll help the business? And then build out a plan, build out a plan and programs and all of that. I would say when I built and launched the Gong community, I had myself on a very set deadline. I knew that I wanted to launch by, I joined the company in April 2021. I got the keys to Incited, which is the platform that we use, in May. And I knew that I had a July 21st date of Celebrate. So I knew that was our big conference that we have every year. And I wanted to launch on that day. And so I knew that I had a compressed timeline. So there was a lot of alignment internally. There was a lot of a roadshow that I had to do internally. I also needed to make sure that I interviewed people that I would want in the community. They always say, you would never build a product without product market fit. So you want to make sure that you have community market fit and you're actually, and when you build an MVP, you always interview the people that would, be your ICP, the people that you would be serving in the community. So I conducted roughly 100 different interviews. Some of it was one-to-one, like the conversation that we're having now. And some of it was literally picking up the phone and just getting 15 minutes with somebody or just doing a survey, right? So I sent out a survey to, I think, roughly 50 people. And I said, if you have time, please answer these questions. And I got feedback on what they wanted to see and learn from the community. And that's how I built the community, is I knew that there was a laundry list of, there's always three things. There's a laundry list of things that the platform can do. So that's very exciting. Everyone loves getting into that. There's a laundry list of things that your company wants, but then there's a list of things that your customers want. And that is like way more important. And so when I went on the roadshow and I was talking to everyone building the community, I said, hey, so these are the three things. Do we all agree that whatever it is that our customers want, that's what we should build? And everyone was like, yeah, of course, like that makes the most sense. So when I interviewed everyone, I had all of this data that said, well, this is what they care about. They care the most about connecting with each other one-on-one on demand with other people like themselves. And that still by far is the most popular program in the Visioneer community. So so within 90 days, just sat down. I spent half my day meeting people, the other half of the day just focusing and working and launching it. And I did it by myself. So that's that is a story of the Gong community.
No, it's awesome. And I think a really key thing to point out here is you took a high touch approach to something that people think is just a self-service exercise, right? Mm-hmm. fact, that should be like your next speech, a high touch approach to self-service exercise, because, you know, I think that's really important, really key. And you often, I often don't hear that. It's awesome. You know, as you said, they get tied up or interested in the first part, which is the technology.
Yeah. And I think, you know, community is exactly what it is. It's not technology. It's community has happened thousands and thousands of years ago before there was even a platform, or it was just people gathering and getting together and sharing and connecting. And that's exactly how you build a really good community, is just connect with people that care about the same things as you do. Just get down to the fundamentals and to the basics and meet them. And you know, one thing, I think it was either Erica Cole or Brian Oblinger, both of them, that they had said, like, it's all unscalable until it's scalable. And in the beginning, you really have to put in the work, put in those hours and put in that time. You know, technology can't solve for that human connection, that piece of it that you really need when you're building the foundations.
If you look back, is there anything you would do differently? Yeah. You have this great high touch approach. You reached out to folks, but just, you know, in hindsight.
You mean in building, or do you just mean in general? Because I've made plenty of mistakes.
In terms of building the community. So basically what I want to get at is, can we learn from your mistakes?
Can we learn from the community? Sure. Yeah. Honestly, I think the spending as much time as you possibly can learning what other people have done. If I had more time, I would have interviewed more people that had the same role as me, that built a similar community as me. I actually reached out a ton of people, and that's actually why I think we know each other, Scott, is, you know, we got connected in that way. But if I had more time, I would have certainly loved to speak with more people. I would have wanted to talk to more customers. I would have wanted to have spoken to more, you know, community professionals. The more data points, the better, right? So, if N is equal to 5, then it's, you know, less valuable as if N is equal to 1,000 or 5,000. If I could talk to, you know, at some point, law of diminishing returns. But so, I mean, I roughly hit 500, you know, 100 people, both on the Gong side and then also, you know, on the customer side. But if I could have gotten more data points, absolutely.
Got it. So you said you report to customer success or chief customer officer? Which one?
I report to our chief customer officer. So I'm on our senior leadership team for customer success. We have 180 people on that team.
And who else reports to the chief customer officer?
Sure. Yeah. We've got our head of like the customer success group. Like, they manage all the CSM. So there's that division. Then we have our customer support team. We have professional services, we have education and training, we have community, and then we have solution strategy, which is sort of like the consulting arm.
Got it.
Those are key functions.
And how do you work with the other groups within your chief customer officer's area? And then also, how do you work with people, other stakeholders in the company?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different stakeholders within the company. When I think about what community does, I think that it is a layer so much like enablement or ops. Community has the opportunity to scale all of go-to-market, to scale all of, not even just go-to-market, but all of the functions of the company if it's run well. And we actually have adapted the Spaces model. So, you know, with S stands for support. So when I talk to Josh, our head of support, who's also, you know, my peer on my team, you know, we think about, okay, well, how can support help the community? So that when people are coming to ask questions to support, they go to the community first and they can find that content in the community. Also, previously, people were actually going to support, and this will bring me into the P part for product. People are actually going into the support to deliver product feedback. And that was costing us money. And now that they were going through the community, now we've saved thousands of dollars and so much time. The time of the support team, instead of trying to take these feedback requests, and that actually costs dollars to open up, you know, a case for this, to just go through the community, and that actually helps spread awareness and all of that. So the other team within customer success I work really closely with is our education and training team. That team is like the crux of customer success in terms of, like, how do I actually do something within Gong? What buttons do I press? Like, they are sort of that, and then our knowledge base are like the definitive places where you can go to really learn on how to use Gong. But the community is the only place where how you can use learn how to use Gong through the so through the lens of another customer, through the voice of the customer. And so we work a lot with them to build. We actually launched roughly 6 months ago something called Gong Quest, where if you want to learn about a particular topic within the Gong ecosystem, then you can take a Gong Quest and you will take some courses in the academy, and then you can join some groups and be part of some discussions within the community. And then you get your badge that you completed your quest. Even with certification, Steph Pellegrino, who is our amazing head of education and training, she had this really great idea. What if we tied certification to the community? So in order to be certified as a Gong admin, you have to be part of the community. You have to actually participate in a conversation and help share your knowledge with others. And so that's something unique that we've created together in a really great collaboration. We can talk all day about how I work with all the teams, but there's a way that we can connect with every single team and provide value. We provide value to them. And then in turn, they also provide, you know, value for us as well. It's a really, you know, beautiful symbiotic relationship.
I think you just recruited somebody to do a Gong Quest. I'm going to go on a Gong Quest.
Okay, great. Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
I love that.
They're really fun. They're really fun. And, you know, it was really cool. Like, if you actually go through a quest, it's almost like, it kind of reminds me of like Zelda when you're playing that game and you have to go to like your next step. And like, this is what you need to do in your journey. And then at the end, you end up in a tavern and you connect with somebody else in the community. And it's a really fun, you know, fun way to learn. And I think that's important. You got to keep it light.
Yeah. And then the integration, I'm a big believer in the integration of education and community, that collaborative learning approach. How do you operationalize all this, right? Because everybody probably wants to be involved with community, right? I'm sure your emails, your Slacks, just all the time. How do you manage all that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the way that everybody really does is really think about, well, hey, what are the key priorities for the company? What are the key priorities for the business? And that's what I will always be prioritizing. So, before this, I was at a startup company with 10 people, now 100 people. And, you know, every few months we'd reach an inflection point at the company and we'd be a new company every few months. And that would mean that, you know, as the head of marketing and really building up go to market, we'd have to, you know, shift how we think about, you know, our strategy, how we outreach to customers. And that's the same thing with community, right? As the company grows, as we gain new customers, we really have to think about, you know, what are the things that in the macroeconomic climate right now, everyone's talking about that. Mm-hmm. What's the most important thing? Well, obviously, and I'm customer success, so our most important thing is retaining our customers. And so building out programs that manage that I'm making sure that I am focusing in on that. And, you know, I always have always on programs like, you know, product feedback is like something that's always on. Our Women in Revenue meetup, our Data and Gong meetup. These are things that are always on. But there are certain initiatives that I'll take up that I know are key priorities for everyone. So I think that's how everyone, no matter what department you're in, you should always prioritize based on that.
So at the Obsession conference, you and Jane gave a really good presentation. It was really great because she was talking about customer marketing and advocacy. You were talking about community. And mm-hmm. I thought maybe you could just share a little bit about how you work with the customer marketing team.
Yeah. I mean, that team is just I can't even think of a word. They're just a well-oiled machine. They just have so much knowledge. They completely understand the entire customer journey life cycle. They're truly truly embody, you know, what every customer marketing team should really strive for. The way that I kind of described it earlier is the customer marketing team really manages why. So if you think about what advocacy is, and it's like the most rudimentary form, like you're a company of, you know, 20 people and you have a customer marketer, what are they doing? Well, they're building references, they're building case studies, they're building these, you know, and actually that was my first job ever. When I was at IBM, I built 100 different case studies for IBM for their global business services division. Yeah, so it's a really funny story. I can share that later. But and they answer why. okay, well, what's the problem? What was the solution? What was the benefit? What was the benefit to the company? And that's what marketing does. And what community does is they answer how. So Jane and I work together the same way. Is like, Jane's team is like, okay, this is, she's like the inspiration. She's like, why? Like, these are all these exciting things. Like, this is other companies that you can emulate. And as a potential customer, I'd look at that and I'd say, well, this is really cool what, you know, this company has done, but how do I actually do it? Then they go to the community and then they see a post from somebody like them and they're like, oh, I need to press that button, then I need to press that button, and then I need to go and gong and do this, and I need to implement this for a tracker, and you know, that, and it all kind of comes together in that way. And so that's how we kind of work together, is really being that. And then of course there is a you know, customer marketing really does a great job at, you know, extracting value from the customer. And in the same way that the community is constantly working to sort of deliver that additional value, is it's really about you. Like, you tell us what you want. You tell us what meetups you want to run. You tell us what events that you're interested in attending. You tell us what content you want to, what you want to talk about today. That's it's all you. We love you. We're here for you. We support you. And so we kind of, it's a really good balance between the customers and our two groups.
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of frameworks, and I really like how you're framing that in terms of the why and the how. Now we got to figure out the what and sorry, the how, the why and the how. And now I need to add the what.
So yeah.
You can look out for a slide from me.
Yeah. Well, I always say it's like the marketing team answers why and what. So they'll tell you like why, problem, solution, benefit. The what is like, these are all the features that, you know, these are all the benefits that you could achieve. So like, this feature would work for you. This feature would work for you. This feature would work for you. So you have all of that material that's everywhere, that's all over, you know, our, you know, most companies like marketing material. And then the how piece of it. And that's why we built Visioneers. And that's why we opened up the Academy to the public. That's why we opened up the Help Center to the public. Roughly a year after we had opened up the community to the public, is we saw that people were leveraging the community before they became a customer. And it became a touch point in the sales cycle. So, you know, I can't share any numbers, but what we'd see is that people were joining the community, spending time, and then becoming customers. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can measure my ARR influence and my ARR impact. Like, I actually have this data in Salesforce that shows that these people like joined, spent time, and then became customers. And that's a great story to tell. And that's the impact that you can create by really having amazing content and how content from the voice of the customer, because it's authentic. People want to, people don't want to buy from a company. They want to buy from people, but they also know the experience from another customer. Not just like, how was it buying from Gong, and like, how did it all go? And, you know, I think G2 reviews are amazing because they're so helpful that way. But what's even nicer is like the story of like how they implemented something, what worked for them, what didn't, and just the truth. Like, there's some, the raw authenticity that's just, you know, irreplaceable and really important.
Yeah, no, exactly. And when I was at HubSpot, we did a lot of analysis on, you know, ARR for people that are in community versus not in community, what the lift was, et cetera. So yeah, you're on the right path there. So just a few more questions. I want to be sensitive to your time and also people who are dialing in or listening. So what's next for the Gong community? What's next for you?
Yeah. I mean, I think the big thing really is carry out this mission of Visioneers, right? Visioneers is a one customer experience. And so much of what we see in our industry is there's a plethora of ways that a customer can learn and connect and engage with the ecosystem. And so they've got their CSMs, and they've got this academy, and then they've got the help center, and then they've got this advocacy platform, and then they've got the community, and then they also have their friends. There's just so many different ways that you can, you know, connect. And so the idea behind Visioneers is unifying that under one brand, one umbrella, one experience, both, you know, from in like the hearts and minds of our customers and our Visioneers, but also, you know, from a technological standpoint. So, you know, I foresee, if I do my job right, you know, in a few years, like you'll really be able to just log on. One, we just know you're a customer of Gong. We know that these are all the different actions that you've taken, you know, within Gong, within the product, within everything. And we will proactively serve you up like content that is meaningful to you, events that you should attend, groups that you should join, and, you know, where you are in your customer journey. Hey, it looks like you've been a customer for Gong for 90 days. And, you know, you're also in sales enablement. And, you know, there's another person that we'd like to connect you with. I mean, right now it's all kind of feels like, you know, science fiction, but that's really the dream state, is for it to be, you know, a personalized, you know, digital roadmap for every single account and every single customer, or every single person within that account.
I like that. So two last questions. Is there anything today I haven't asked you that you're like, damn, Wilder, why didn't you ask me that question?
No, I think you covered it really well. I mean, we went over the questions before. I think you've done a really good job at curating the questions.
Cool. And then the last thing is, who or what has influenced your professional career the most? Like what type, whether it's a leader or a peer, or whether it was a book or a website?
Yeah.
What's impacted you?
Yeah, I would say with my community career, I would probably say that it would be the In Before the Lock podcast. I think Erica Cole, really, I always say this, she's like the fairy godmother of community, or she just really, I mean, can you imagine what Salesforce would look like without those like cute little characters and the trailhead? And, you know, Erica really, this was her. This was something that she spearheaded. I mean, of course, there was, you know, with the help of others, but from a community perspective, she was really the pioneer or the trailblazer in that space. And so, you know, I remember, and I tell the story, you know, quite often, and then I've shared this with her, but when I was building the community, and I, you know, you never really, you don't know what you don't know. Yeah. And I remember I was sitting in the room that I'm talking to you in right now, and I would be listening to the In Before the Lock podcast every single episode. And it kind of felt like therapy. It kind of felt like I was building while I was learning. And I was incorporating so much because I had such a compressed timeline. I wanted to make sure that I was getting as much input and from the right people when I was building the community. So I would just say, you know, Brian and Erica, the In Before the Lock podcast, their whole, everything that they've done, I think is like really, truly amazing and groundbreaking. So if you're a B2B SaaS and you haven't spoken to them, or you don't know them, or you haven't listened to the podcast, like you absolutely have to. I'm just a huge, huge advocate.
Well, we had a podcast with Erica.
Yeah. I mean, she's.
And I'm talking to Brian next week, but I think you hit on something that doesn't get talked about enough, about the, when you talked about the trailblazer and, or yeah, trailblazer in terms of like the characters and that. Yeah. I think something that Gong does well, what they do well, I think Marketo did it well, is that emotional connection, right? Which is done through, you know, vocabulary, imagery, you know, you're about creating a movement. And I think you guys have done, you know, do a really good job with that. I think they do a good job with it as well. And I think it's really important for community leaders to really think about how can you create that emotional connection?
Right. Right. And I mean, I actually, right before I got on this call, I spoke to another, you know, a startup company who is, you know, just getting, they're building up their community. They're trying to figure out, you know, who they are and how they want to be. And that was probably the first thing that I said to them is, you need to figure out who, you know, just like when you're selling a product, you need to know who your ICP is. You need to really understand who's your ICP for this community. And it could be a little bit different from the ICP of your customer. It just depends on what you're trying to build. And so for them, I said, well, if you're super top of the funnel, you want to connect people that all care about maybe one particular facet of business, and connect them all to each other and call it a name, make it exciting and have them connect to it. So, yeah.
That's exactly why we picked the CLG campus, right? Because it brings up an image. It brings up people working together or collaborative learning. Well, you know, time will tell if we're successful, but that's that same idea.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. And that's why we created Visioneers, that whole ecosystem. And when I say Visioneers, no one has to stop and think and say, wait, what is that? Well, it makes sense. You're like a visionary, Visioneers, a pioneer, peers, like Visioneer. Okay, that makes sense. And you don't have your, you know, your mom who is a retired nurse could be a visioneer. My mom is a retired nurse and she's a visioneer. So
anybody can be a visionaire. No, I like that.
Anyone can be a visioneer. If you have the appetite to really make change at your company and really make a difference, then you're a visionaire, whatever it is that you do.
Well, I think that's a great way to end this. Nisha, thank you very much for joining me today and joining all of us. It's always great to have you on campus. So thanks for everybody for joining us today. This has been Customer-Led Groove, part of the CLG campus. And you can find us obviously on the campus, but also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, even Alexa. But what I like to tell folks is I don't like to say at the end of this, you know, just come and like us. And because that's what people usually say. I like to say, you know, listen, watch, and then play it forward and share with others. Thanks.
Yeah, love it. Play it forward. Bye.
Thank you again for joining Customer-Led Groove. Remember, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and on the CLG campus. Feel free to rate us, follow us, and leave a comment on any of those platforms. We hope to see you again soon when we're back in the Customer-Led Groove.